Okay, welcome back to our audio boo, looking at the true story of Princess Caribou. Yes, it's not fiction, this is true. This is our true Princess Caribou audio boo. Yes. Okay, right. So a quick summary of the plot of the film, starring, of course, Phoebe Cates. In 1817, a young woman appears in the English countryside, wearing exotic garb and speaking gibberish. Well, basically, she doesn't speak English. She's speaking something, but the local people don't know what it is. And there's some strange laws. I'm not too sure exactly what the laws were. But back then, if you were sort of like a vagrant, or if you were one of these travellers, or a hobo, you got into a lot of trouble if you couldn't sort of prove that you've got a permanent residence. Because it was sort of believed that if you were just a traveller, probably you were up to no good, a criminal or something. And very often you'd go to jail, or worse. Now, she has unusual tattoos, which resemble Polynesian tattoos, on her legs. And she is delivered to a nearby manor, this mysterious woman. She is given shelter by a family. The husband is a bit, well, the wife is lovely. The family are called the Worrells. The husband is a, well, but they are an aristocratic family, but the husband is a bit of a womanizer. He's not very nice, he's a bit silly, and he doesn't have a lot of compassion, but his wife does, and she decides to do what she can to help the princess. So they are persuaded by the suspicious butler, Phrixos, I think his name is, to have the drifter tried for vagrancy and begging. Actually, it's not really the wife, it's more the husband, sort of. He comes home, he's drunk, he discovers this strange woman in his house, and he has her sent to sort of be dealt with by the law. These were capital crimes, it says here. At the hearing, the woman persuades the magistrate, who is played by the actor who played Trigger in Only Fools and Horses, not quite sure exactly what his... He's sort of the mayor, isn't he? He's the magistrate, as well as the mayor, or a banker, or something like that. I've forgotten. I only watched the film on New Year's Eve. I've forgotten already. But though it's not essential to the plot. It's one of these little sort of... It's not quite a rotten borough, but it's one of these places where the local businessman is like the mayor, the sheriff, and the policeman, and the lawyer, all sort of combined into one job. It's one of those sort of places. So anyway, she claims to be a princess of Polynesian origin called Caribou, and that she escaped from pirate kidnappers. This is helped because there is, I think... he may be Irish, not entirely sure, but the actor, I've seen him in quite a few films playing an Irish character. And he does a bit of translation, and he passes the information on. And there is where the sort of plot begins. And this is all in the film, which you can go and see. It's a fantastic film, a fabulous film, which was written by Michael Austin and John Wells, starring, of course, Phoebe Cates, famous from many things, but for me personally, I'll always think of her as Drop Dead Fred. That's one of my favourite films. Rick Mayall there. Awesome film. So there's a bit of a British connection there with Phoebe, of course, because she was in Princess Caribou. She worked with the British actor Rick Mayall in Drop Dead Fred. Quite many other connections as well that we'll go into in future episodes, okay? But suffice to say that Kevin Kline plays the butler, and of course the connection there is obvious. They're married to each other in real life. So quite a British connection. Kevin was in Fish Called Wanda, of course. So that's it for the moment. We're looking at the Princess Caribou, the film, but this series is looking at the true story of Princess Caribou.